Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we finished verses 1 and 2. So listen closely as we end the week, starting with verse 3.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready. We are in the book of Nahum, right there in the Old Testament. I tell you what, it's interesting because Nahum comes right after the book of Micah and right before the book of Habakkuk. Nestled in there is a small book, but dynamite comes in small packages. Much prophecy in this book, and we will be seeing that as we go throughout the entire study. We got started last time with the first two verses, and so as we continue on to verse 3, let's have our Bibles ready, pencil and paper, follow along, take notes, write questions that you may want to send in. We would love to hear from you. And by the way, our question answer period will be in December again this year, and we ask our listeners to send in their questions, and now it's getting close to the time where I'll be recording for December Q&A. I usually start that sometime in September or even as late as October to record it. So you make sure that you are right there with us, and you can write these things down as we get into the book of Nahum or anything else, your Bible questions. We will love to hear from you and try to answer those on the air in December. Now, I also, before we get into our study today, I want to share the most special thing that I think I've done, and this will be the 8th time I've done it in my life. Now, I say most special, that's not really good because I got married and a wonderful, beautiful wife. And so here we've been married, as you're listening to this, 50 years, and God has given us just wonderful children and a wonderful marriage. Now, I also believe that the best experience I ever had was my salvation, okay? Being in the ministry is a great experience. But this is one of these little side things that we do that I just really enjoy doing, and that is the Israel experience. And my friend, it is the trip of a lifetime. I've been on this trip now, so this will be my 8th time. I love going there, teaching the Bible at each of these biblical sites, and then listening to our guides as they give to us the various backgrounds, things that happened there years ago and over the centuries, customs, and things of that nature. And so you don't want to miss out on that. It's such an enriching experience and such a great experience that you just simply do not read the Bible the same way. When you get back, boy, the Bible becomes so much more alive after you've been there, and it really helps you greatly spiritually. That's why we call it the Bible in Beulah Land. You say, when are you going, Pastor? Well, we are going November 30th through December 8th of 2020. You say, what about places? What places are you visiting? And what kind of money does it cost? Well, it's 2020, November 30th through December 8th, 2020. So there's plenty of time to save up to prepare to go. But also, if you want to learn more about this, you can do one of two things. You can write us at our mailing address, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, that's O-C-A-L-A, Florida, and our zip is 34471. You can just write it to the Lamp and Light broadcast, and then in your letter ask if you can have a brochure of the Israel experience. Now, you can also look at it online because we have it on our website at www.centralbaptistocala.org. That's again, CentralBaptistOcala.org. If you go to our website, it'll have everything there written for you. You can see the places we'll visit. You can see the prices and all about it. And we want you to come with us. We want you to go with us. We'd love to have you. So go to our website. I know this seems to be very early. Here it is, somewhere right near August of the year. And you say, well, boy, this is not for over another year. Yes, that will creep up on you, but it'll also give you time to save up and take the trip of a lifetime. I'll never get tired of going to Israel. And I hope that you'll go with me. Would love to have some of our listeners traveling with us to Israel. Okay, so if you can come, we would really, really, really love to have you. Now, as we go to our text, we're in Nahum chapter 1, and today we're starting with verse 3. And here we're seeing some very serious words of God. Here it says, the Lord is slow to anger and great in power and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. Now, my friend, the Lord never wastes words. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 18, Jesus said this, for verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Now, some of his words are very encouraging and help in time of trouble. Other words of God make us stop and know that this is serious if we think on what God is saying. Now, not one word of God will fall to the ground, the Bible tells. So it's very important to understand the meanings of God's words in these following statements of our text. So I trust you'll pay close attention and write these things down. Now, first of all, see the omnipotent in the words of verse 3, because they're all powerful. He says, the Lord is slow to anger and great in power and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. Now, the word slow here in verse 3 has the idea of long in conjunction with the previous verses concerning his taking vengeance and exercising his wrath. So let's look at verses 1 and 2. The burden of Nineveh, the book of the vision of Nahum, the Elkoshite, God is jealous. And the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. Now you think about that. Wrath for his enemies, he will take vengeance. Furious. This is the one who destroyed the earth with the flood and reformed it. And I tell you what, killed most all the earth of the people and animals with a flood of water. The Lord was angry. He was furious, we're told. And so, he's slow to anger. But on the other hand, you got to understand that he doesn't just put things off. He's very full of grace, but he does take vengeance, and he does exercise wrath. Now, it is not what he wants to do to men. I hope you get that down in your mind. He does not want to do this to men. Unfortunately, men will not repent. But one should never make the foolish mistake, and I call it foolish, that if his judgment is not immediate, don't think that God has smiled at your sin and overlooked it. He has, and he will judge unrepented of sin. Now, it can either come under the blood of Jesus because you repented and believed, turning to him with your whole heart, or it will be his wrath outpoured on you eternally in the lake of fire. Now, he makes the offer, but you're the one who makes the choice to accept or reject. And by the way, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7 and 9 say the following. In verse 7 of 1 John chapter 1, it says, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." You know, a lot of times there are people that just simply will not forgive you. There are people that will forever hold a grudge. There will be people that even after people have confessed and forsaken their sin, will not let it go. But they're not the final judge, and they will be judged for an unforgiving spirit. So, no matter the depths of sin that you've gone in, where sin abounded, God's grace did much more abound, we're told in Romans chapter 5 and verse 20. So verse 9 of 1 John chapter 1 says, "If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So if the sin is unconfessed, it is unforgiven. Now, don't misunderstand about the word confessed, by the way. The word confessed here, in its very literal meaning, has the idea of to say the same thing as. But what it means by that is simply this. Somebody says, "You take this medicine and it will make you well." Now, you read a little bit about it, you find out it will make you well, and so you take it. And when you take that medicine, then you find out, oh yes, it did make me well. Oh yes, I am all right. And it's great. But to say the same thing as means that you acted upon it. You took the side of it. You said, yes, this is a good thing, and I will stand on it.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm